Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you on tonight, God. We give you all the glory, God, all the praise and all the honor, Lord. Oh, God, on tonight, God, we just sing songs of praise and thanksgiving unto you, Father, because you are worthy and deserving of it all, Lord God. And Lord, we cannot thank you enough, God, and neither can repay you for all that you have done for us, God. And we know, God, without you, God, there would be no us here today. God, we want to say thank you, God, for the very sacrifice and price that you paid for us, God, when you gave us Jesus, God, that we may be here today, Father God, and have life and have it more abundantly, Father God, that we may have that peace and be able to rest in you, Lord God. We just want to say thank you on today, God. Lord, tonight we sing of your goodness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that your mercies never fail us, Lord God. We thank you for your faithfulness towards us, God. We thank you on today, God, for being such a dependable God. We thank you for never leaving us or forsaking us, Lord God. We thank you for always being with us, Lord God, through every trial and every test, every situation and circumstance, Lord God, through all the challenges, Lord God. We just want to say thank you on today, God, for being our keeper, for being our sustainer, for being our way maker, for being our strength, God, for being our eyes to see what we can't see, Lord. We just want to say thank you on today, God. You are everything that we need you to be, God, and that's without a shadow of a doubt, because you have proven yourself to us, God. You have allowed us to see, God, that you are everything that we need you to be, God. And even in our weakest moments, God, you are there to catch us when we fall. You pick us up, Lord God, and you place our feet back on solid ground. We just want to say thank you on today, Lord God. God, you are everything that we need you to be, Father God. And we know that for sure, because we searched all around trying to find what we needed, but we could never find that thing that we needed, Lord God, until we look to you, God. And you are our ever-present help in time of need, God. And we thank you, Father God, for being that very present help, God. Oh, God, we just want to take a thank you on today, Father God, for all that you have done, all that you're doing, and all that you are about to do, Lord. And we just want to lift you up, God, and give you the praise on today, Lord. You are worthy, God. You are worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, God. And we not just thank you for what you do, God, but for you being who you are, God. You are Lord God Almighty. You are King of Kings, Lord. You are Lord of Lords. You are Alpha and the Omega. You are beginning and the end. You are author and the finisher, God. You are profound and you are supreme ruling. You reign, and we just bless you on today, God. God, today we want to tell you that you are great. You are wonderful. That you are awesome, Lord God. And we just want to bless you, Lord God, and tell you how much we love you, Lord God. And tell you thank you, Lord God, because you have done so much for us, Lord God. We cannot thank you enough, Father God. Lord, we appreciate you on today, Father God, for all that you do, Lord God, and all that you aren't doing, Lord God, because you know exactly what we need and what's best for us, God. We thank you, Lord God, that your will is done within our lives, God, not what we will it to be, Father God, because you already know what we need, Lord God. You wrote our stories, Lord God. You already knew us, God, before we were formed in fashion and wounds our mother's belly. As you numbed the hairs on our head. You had already preordained and predestined some things, God. So you already knew, God. It was already written, Lord. And we just want to say thank you on today, Lord. Thank you on today, God, that you already know the outcomes. You already know how the end is going to end. You are the one who's in charge of the end game. And we just want to say thank you on today, God, for seeing us through it, God. Thank you on today, God, for not allowing these things to consume us, God. Over these things to overtake us and swallow us up, Father God. But, Lord, in the midst of it, Lord God, allowing it to make us and not break us, God. Allowing it to sharpen and fashion us today. Mold us, Lord, today, God, because you are the potter and we are the clay, Lord God. We know these things don't come to destroy us, God. You don't allow them to take place, God, unless you got a purpose and a plan, God. And we know the plan that you have for us, God, is of good and not of evil. We just want to say thank you, Lord, because you mean it for our good, Lord. We just want to say thank you. We thank you on today, God, because you know exactly what you are doing. That is why you are God. You know exactly how it needs to be done. You are heavenly creator, God. And we just want to say thank you on today and tell you that we love you, Lord. And we appreciate you, God. We give you our highest praise on today, God. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We bless you. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. We bless you, God. Oh, God, through it all, Lord. Through it all that you are with us. And we just want to say thank you on today, God. thank you on today, Father God, for being a very present God within our lives, Lord God. We just want you to know that we love you so, so very much, Lord God. Because we know, God, that we don't have nothing, nobody else. We have you, God. We know that we, Father God, are never alone, Lord God. That you are always there. You're always listening, God. Thank you for being our comforter. Thank you for giving us the confidence, the courage, and assurance that we need in you, God. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you on today, God. Thank you on today, God, for helping us to increase in our faith in you, God, that we can just trust you with us, Lord God. Thank you on today, God, for helping us in our unbelief, God, that we are not hindering anything that you are doing. Thank you on today, God, for helping us not to be us, God, so we won't stagnate the thing that you are doing in our life, God. Oh, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you just for being who you are in our lives, God, and we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the praise, God. We owe it to you, God, and it's due to you, God, but we want you to know, Lord God, that we give it to you willingly, Lord God. God, you created us for your pleasure, Lord, so today, God, may we be pleasing in your sight, God. Oh, God, continue to complete the work that you have begun in us, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to remove everything that's not like you, Lord God, and make us more like you, Lord God, that we can be pleasing in your sight. God, continue to fill us with the fruits of the Spirit and the Beatitudes, God. Continue to transform and renew our minds today, Father God. Continue, God, to purify our hearts, Lord God. Renew the right spirit in us, God. Continue to order our steps and direct our path. Continue to word our mouths with your truth, God, that we only speak those things that are of you, God. Oh, God, continue, Lord God, to do what you do best, God. And that's complete the great work that you have begun in us, Lord. Oh, God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. God, we come before you to present ourselves to you as a living sacrifice, God, that we may be holy and acceptable to you, Lord God, that you may dwell on inside of our temples, God, because we want you to continue to dwell on inside of us, God. Your word says we abide in you. You will abide in us, Lord God. So, Lord, we welcome you, Lord. We welcome you on tonight, God, with open hearts and open arms and open hands, God, that we can accept and receive what you have for us, God, what you need to give us, God, because you know all the necessities that we need in order for us, God, to continue to be pleasing in your sight on today, God. Continue to give us a heart of flesh, God, that we can accept that correction and that reproof, God. Continue to give us a heart of flesh and a heart of acceptance, God, that we can continue, God, to accept that truth today, Father God, that we can be free, God. Oh, God, touch us on today, Lord. Like only you can, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to let that light shine within, God, overshadow the darkness, God, that your people, God, will not continue to be in that place of darkness, God, where those things corrupt their minds and in their thoughts on today, Father God, and cause their hearts to be hardened on today, God. God, I'm asking on today, God, your people will come before you openly and willingly, Lord God, allowing you, Lord God, to complete the work, God, allowing you, Lord God, to continue, Lord God, to reconstruct some things, God, the completion process, God. Oh, God, continue to do it on today, Father God, that you continue, Lord God, to fix the damages, God, because we know that you got it all under control, God. So, God, in our life spiritually, and natural, Lord God, continue, Lord God, to be the great architect that you are, God, building us up, Lord God, when we are broken, Lord God, mend the things that need to be mended, Father God, and we're going to thank you in advance for doing so, God, because we know that you are more than able and very much capable, and that there is nothing, God, too hard for you. Oh, God, we thank you on tonight, God, because you can do the impossible, Lord. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for the miracle signs and wonders. We thank you on tonight, Father God, for doing exceeding above all we can ask, think, or even imagine. Thank you on today, Father God, because your arms not short, neither are they slack, God, and we know that you don't need no help. You are God, and you are God all by yourself, Lord. So, God, may your people continue to rest in you and allow you to be you, God. Let your people continue, Father God, to step back, move to side, and allow you to get past, God, and not just to do some things in our life, but do some things in us, God, because sometimes, God, it is us that prevents you from doing the work in us that needs to be done. So on today, Lord God, remove anything, Lord God, that keeps you from entering in, God. May your people freely choose to say, yes, Lord, and open up their hearts to you and welcome you in today, Lord God. God, we thank you on today for being such a loving and unconditional God to us, Lord God. Thank you, Father God, for supplying and providing all that we need today. God, I ask that you continue to touch the families on today, Lord. Continue on today to comfort those who need comforting. Continue to reconcile those who need reconciled. Continue, Lord God, to mend the relationships that need to be mended on today, Lord. God, I'm asking us today, you continue to touch our communities, Lord. Touch the body of Christ on today. Touch the government on today, Lord. God, I'm asking us today, those special individual requests, Lord God, have been sent up to you, Lord. You know exactly what they are in need of, God. So, God, I'm asking that you would do that thing, Lord, according to your will, your purpose, and your plan today, God. Lord, touch the families, Lord, that have a missing child today. Lord God, I'm asking that you would cover them and that you would return them back home safe and sound. Remove the worry and remove the fear, Father God, from this family today, Lord God. And I'm asking today, God, that you would be the protector, Lord. God, continue to touch our children on today, Lord God. You know the things that go on in their lives, God, when they never speak or talk about them on today, God. God, I'm asking that you would regulate their minds. I'm asking you would touch their hearts, God. I'm asking, God, they would have the courage to open up and speak out, Lord God. And they, Lord God, will speak in truth on today, Father God. Oh God, I'm asking that you continue, Lord God, to be supreme king and ruler in all of our lives, Lord God, because all power is in your hand, God. You are the one that's in authority on today, Father. So God, continue to touch this nation. Continue, Lord God, to touch your creation, God, and let your will be done, Lord. God, we just bless you on today. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. God, continue to heal the bodies of the sick, God. Continue, Lord God, to touch those, Lord God, who have had major surgeries, God, and you continue to be the reconstructor, Lord God. God, I'm asking on today, Father God, that those things, Lord God, that the doctors are baffled with, that you will continue, Lord God, to show that you are the one and the reason for it all, Lord. Oh, God, continue to do it on today. Continue to do it on today, God. Touch the stroke patients. Touch the cancer patients. Touch the NICUs, God. Touch the ICUs on today, Father God. Touch those, Lord God, who are stricken in their bodies, Lord God, and they don't have no feeling and no motion, Lord God, and they were told that they'll be able never to get up or walk again, Lord God. You can restore it. You can, Father God, allow them to get up and not just walk but run, Lord, because I've seen you do it, God. Lord, I'm asking on today, Father God, that you would touch the wounds of your women on today, Lord God, and let them continue, Lord God, to bear the fruit that you want them to bear on today, God, and let them know, God, if you said it is so, then it is so, God, because you are a man of your word, and you are our promise keeper, God. Oh, God, continue to touch the marriages on today, Lord God, and continue, Father God, to fix it, Lord God, like you see fit to fix it, God. Let your will be done, Lord God, and even continue, Father God, to shower down your presence, continue to outpour your spirit, and continue, Lord God, to lead us right here, God, in Harvest Time Ministries International, God, and continue to do what you do in this place, God. God, we want to say a thank you on tonight, God, for doing what you're doing in this place, God, that your people may not only witness, God, but individually, Lord God, experience these things, and that they may know, God, that it is all you, Lord God. We bless you on today. We bless you today, God. May your people continue to speak of your goodness and share your wonderful marvelous words, God. Let them know and tell it, God. Let them ring bells and sing, Lord God, of the praises to you. And give you all the glory, Lord God, because it all belongs to you, God. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. We tell you we love you. And we thank you, Lord. We bless you, God, and we thank you, Lord. We bless you, God, and we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, continue to meet us right here. Continue, Lord God, to be in our presence right here today, Lord God, as we come together in fellowship, love, and unity, God, let us be edified tonight as we let your word go forth on tonight, Lord God. Open it up to us and enlighten us, God. Reveal your mysteries and your secrets, God. And as we leave, God, that we will be instilled with more of the wisdom that we need concerning you, God, and who you are. And we pray and ask these things, Lord. In your son Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.